Welcome, everyone, to the Sensible Drug Policy Show, created by Students for Sensible Drug Policy International. Here, we share insights from young advocates at the forefront of local, national, and international decision-making around drugs. Our network is an active force for reform in more than 30 countries around the world, and it's time you hear them talk. You will hear from policy experts, both current students and alumni, who will share their experience, tips, and insider knowledge about the most recent developments in the field. It's an honor to welcome you today to our show. Welcome, Ben.
Thank you.
Planetrade. Awesome. So let's get started right away. So you work at Canatrade. You founded the expo company. Is that correct?
No, that was 5 years before I started. There was Mr. Marco Kuhn who founded Canatrade, and I took it over 5 years later as a young boy, basically, yes.
Awesome. So cool. The upcoming Canatrade show in May 20th to 22nd in Switzerland is a B2B event, so business to business, and also B2C, so business to consumer event. Cool. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, it's the oldest existing hemp fair in Europe. It was founded in 2001. And we had huge times up to 2005-06 when it was allowed to sell seeds here in Switzerland. And we also had coffee shops or kind of coffee shops all over Switzerland back in the days. And then we become to a small Swiss fair for almost 10 years when the business went to the USA, to Spain, to Czech Republic, and we couldn't do a lot anymore between 2006 and 2016 here in Switzerland. But we kept the Canatrade alive. We changed into a two-year rhythm between 2010 and 2018. And then the CBD boom started in 2016. We had for the first time, again, flowers at the fair. And that was really a special moment. After 10 years with no legal flowers, having a fair with legal plants, legal flowers. And since then we're back. This year will be the biggest Canatrade ever. We have more than 250 exhibitors from all over the world. We are on 10,000 square meters right now. And really looking forward. It's in 2 weeks and it will be fun.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Perfect. What is your kind of, how did you get involved in this space? How did you come to this space?
I was an activist and I finished my high school with 19. And then I saw that in the internet that they were looking for people to collecting signatures to legalize. And I said, I'm in.
Yeah.
And there was this office in Bern, which did this initiative, this collecting of the signatures. There was a magazine inside. There was like the Swiss Hemp Association inside. And also it was the office of Canatrade. Then when the old founder left it in 2005, I was there at that time. So start doing my dream.
Awesome. Cool. Yeah. I also kind of got involved when I was, I was 20 or 21 as an activist as well. But I just kind of found out that there's this whole movement in the United States for reforming policies related to drugs, to kind of move away from prohibition, to kind of just saying no and prohibiting drugs, to move to a policy that makes more sense in many ways, basically to kind of decriminalize personal possession, not put people in prison for small quantities, and also to regulate the substances in a way that ensures more safety and quality for the consumer, because drugs are being consumed anyways. Cannabis, right, is being consumed anyways, even though it's illegal. So why not just regulate it rather than kind of shut our eyes to it and kind of create stigma for
Absolutely, yes.
it. Cool, awesome. And as an activist, kind of being involved for the past more than 15 years, I guess, how do you kind of see the whole mainstreaming of cannabis, medical cannabis since 2018, since Canada kind of legalized medical and adult use, and the creation of this whole industry and the influx of a lot of capital and money in the movement, and how do you see that kind of what is your take on that evolution and
A normal process in our world where we live. I mean, many people started as idealistic persons, and I guess there are still a lot of idealistic persons around. Also, I would count me in my heart to be still an idealistic person, but we also have to see the reality. And it is a dream that the cannabis industry is just fun and everybody loves each other and nobody do nothing for money. That's bullshit. So they're living in this world where mostly money is first. But I also see regarding other industries, I see many, many, many good people around here, really good people. I have many good friends over all these 15 years. They become some of my clients become my best friends. So I would say it is a different industry than many other industries, but it is an industry in a capitalistic world, and we have to see that with clear eyes.
Yeah, I second that. I think it's an industry just like any other in this world, but there are many, many, many good people that you can talk to and like share values with, and that's a good thing. And we should focus on that. Cool. So you also published a couple days ago about some news about a reform in Switzerland regarding cannabis policy. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we published the news about Basel. It's the first official pilot project on recreational use of cannabis. They will start with 400 people, and a few other cities like Zurich and Bern, they will follow. There are more than 20 projects actually in the in process of getting the license to do. So we could definitely finally spread the news that Switzerland is going recreational and medical in 2022. So that's great news after I would say 20 years of waiting or of working in this direction. That's really great.
Wow, congratulations. Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's a big success. Yeah, and I feel like we're going to see a lot more milestones in Europe in the coming years.
I would say, with the view to Germany, it's really a lot is going on. So I
Yeah,
guess
exactly.
actually we don't have to talk anymore about the if, only about the how. That's what we do here. Also, the podium discussion at Cannatrade will not be again should we legalize or regulate? It's just how and when. That's the two last questions, and the rest I would say is done.
Exactly. Awesome. Well, important questions. Okay, to finish us off, so what do you think is the role of students and young people in this movement?
In my opinion, students and young people shouldn't start too early with smoking too much weed. That's my personal advice. And wait a bit, the older you are, the easier it is to really keep the freedom with it and not get into bad things. And here in Switzerland, I can just tell that for Switzerland, because this is what I really know. In October, we will have the next elections of our parliament. And now for the past 4 years, we had a pro parliament in Switzerland regarding cannabis. And this will be the most important thing this year to have again a pro parliament for cannabis. So go and give your votes to cannabis pro politicians. And then I would say within the next 4 years, we should really be the country to announce fully recreational cannabis legal now.
Nice, amazing, cool. So good news in store.
Yes, still a bit of work to do, but we are on track.
Awesome, great stuff. All right. So so that's gonna be it for this episode. We'll see you at the Canna Trade in 2 weeks.
I'm looking forward to welcoming you.
Awesome. And thank you so much for supporting the student movement. Thanks.
Always welcome. Always welcome. See you soon in Bern, yes?
See you soon. Bye.
Bye bye, Sarah. Bye bye.